and they find it absolutely hilarious. They aren't the X. They aren't no names. And they aren't gentlemen. They are Gemma and King. And this is Social Downfall Radio.
Yeah, believe it or not, we're actually here this week. It's a Christmas miracle. My name is King.
And my name's Gemma.
And this is indeed Social Downfall Radio. You can follow us over on Facebook, over at facebook.com/Social Downfall Radio. We're also on Twitter. You can give us a follow over there as well, at Social Downfall, minus the O in downfall. It's rather easy to remember. We're all over the place. We're on iTunes, over, of course, at brainstewradio.com. I think we're still on TuneIn. We got a whole bunch of stuff. We have a YouTube channel as well that we're trying to put together, which is another reason. I know I went off on this a couple weeks ago, and I thought I kind of got everything out, but I guess I didn't, because I'm trying to do new things here. I guess it just got to me. Technology is really pissing me off. And actually, you had a little of that today with not being able to use your phone or your laptop. I know your phone's been giving you troubles for a while now. As far as, like, sometimes the keyboard will show up, sometimes it won't. It's a crapshoot. It's a lottery.
Or I'll be standing in the same place at work, and all of a sudden my signal just drops when I had 4 bars.
Yes, you get super strong signal, and then you don't even really move. You maybe move like a micro inch. I don't even know if that's a legitimate unit of measurement, but whatever. And that's it. Yeah, you go from full service to, nothing.
I tested it at my desk. Didn't move my phone at all. Kept the screen on.
And just looked at the bars.
And all of a sudden I got my little triangle at the top saying can't connect to mobile data.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's the wind. Maybe the wind carries the signal differently. I don't know. But as some of you, anybody who listens to the show knows, obviously, we didn't have a show last week. I'm not going to say as you all know, because I don't know who the hell listens to the show or who doesn't. Like, I actually haven't seen any of the numbers yet. I do got to talk to Brainstu about that, see if we can get some numbers. But we didn't have a show last week. Now, we didn't record on... We usually record on Wednesday. We didn't record on Wednesday. We had a previous engagement that we just weren't able to fix, so we did that. And I was able to go ahead and put out... I have another podcast that we do here at the Skunk Duck Studios, Stay Tuned Sports. I don't know if anybody else listens to that or not, with me and Jimbo. But we went and recorded that. We were able to put that out. And basically what we decided was, is since we weren't able to record on Wednesday and put the show out on Thursday like we normally do, we were going to go ahead and do a special Saturday release show. We're going to record on Friday, release it on Saturday. So at least we had a show out for the week, And this was also our plan the last time I kind of went off on this, was, we were going to have a delayed show because I wasn't feeling well that particular week, and so we were going to go ahead and do a delayed show. And my computer technology just didn't want to keep up. Now, a lot of the same thing happened this time, only it happened with everything else that I tried to do. Not only did it, really screw up our recording and our show to the point that we couldn't put it out. Again, apologies for that. But like I said, we have a YouTube channel that I'm trying to get off the ground, trying to do stuff. We have me and you did a No Mercy review, WWE No Mercy pay-per-view review right afterwards, put that video out. It's over on YouTube channel. I'll put a link up. I think I have the link up on the Facebook and on the Twitter. I think they're actually pinned there, but if not, I'll go ahead and post them again so you guys can go ahead and look that, like, share, subscribe. Please do all that good stuff. But we have that there. There's a lot of the football picks and football recaps from Stay Tuned Sports. Like, anything that's done here at Skunk Duck Studios, we're trying to do for, trying to get something on a YouTube channels to kind of get that going. Just a couple minute long videos, really short videos, really short content, but, just something to put out there, right? So after the Stay Tuned Sports that me and Jimbo did last week, we did a quick NFL pick video that I was going to go ahead and edit and then put on YouTube. Well, in the process of trying to go ahead and do that, edit it together, put like the cool little graphics in and set up everything like that, well, the computer decided to just take the file that I had and just have it go, no, bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. File just went away.
It ate it.
It seriously just went away. And now I'm looking all over, because we had recorded on the phone, because the phone has a better camera than a computer does, believe it or not. So we recorded on the phone. So in the process of trying to transfer from the phone to the computer, it just, bye-bye. No, not on the phone or the computer now. It's just nowhere. It just, somewhere in between the transfer from the phone to the computer, it just decided to go into the ether. Whoa. Just gone. So there was that whole thing. And it just, when something like that happens, when you have the idea in your head, and you know, you have the process and you're ready to go and you're ready to do it, and you're either halfway through doing something or most of the way doing something, or even if you're in the beginning like I was, and just something just goes away, and it's such a sinking feeling. It's just like, oh, you know, just with everything else that was going on, just like, you know, it almost puts you into depression of just how, you know, it's just like, you know what, you know, I just wanted to do a video. Why won't you let me do it? So not only was there that, then it was the fact that we couldn't get the show out. Then there, you know, and I also do graphics and graphic arts and illustrations, animations, things like that. And recently my programs on the computer here that I use Adobe, Illustrator, Photoshop, things like that. My programs on the computer that I've been using have just not been working. And if they do, it's super slow. For some reason with my Adobe now, I can't save in anything but a scalable vector graphic. Usually it saves in its own Adobe Illustrator file, .ai file. I know I'm kind of getting a little, you know, nerdy and in-depth here with my stuff here, but usually it just saves as an Adobe file. So, I mean, you could transfer it to different Adobe editions. You could do some things with it. It won't save in anything but a .svg now. So, and even that, it takes forever to try to do anything with it. Every time I try to bring up another project or do something, you know, the computer, it takes 10 minutes, and then when it finally comes up, it flashes all over and not responding. And, you know, it's just for a project that shouldn't take that long, it's taking me 2 or 3 days to put a goddamn project together because the computer doesn't want to goddamn work. It's frustrating. It really is. Get you a little angry. Get you a little hot under the collar. So that's kind of been the week here at Skunk Duck Studios. Not the best. We've had better. But hopefully we'll change this. I don't know. I've had a couple people actually come to me and tell me we should start like a GoFundMe or something like that. Maybe a Patreon. I don't know. I don't like asking people for money. Plus, I don't think we have that many people listening that would donate anyway. So it's kind of like, you know, it would be nice to set up, but who's, you know. We're not gonna get any kind of decent donations. Not now yet, you know. Not as it is anyway. But you know, it's just, it's frustrating when you have these ideas and you have, you know, you have the idea and the concept of what you want to do and what you want things to be, but you just simply don't have the equipment that can keep up with your ideas or can do the ideas that you have, because you're just limited in what you have and your ability to do anything. And, you know, you don't have the funds to get anything else, and you don't have, you know, you don't have the technological wherewithal to try to, you know, go in and try to fix something or do something like that either, you know, like, you know, overclock something, or I have no idea. But you know, it's very frustrating that, you know, I have a vision for what I want Social Downfall Radio to be. I have a vision for what I want Stay Tuned Sports to be. I have a vision for what I want Skunk Duck Studios to be. I have a vision for all this, And I just, I can't get it going because we just don't have the equipment. We don't have the stuff to do it. Like, you know, even with, I'm talking on these microphones and, you know, yeah, it's working well for now. You know what I mean? It's good for what it is, but these microphones aren't the best. You know, they were $30 mics I got from Amazon. So, like, it has that weird echo in my mic every time I try to talk. And you know, I try to check everything. I try to check in the buffering on the voice meter when it goes ahead. You know, I've tried looking at a lot of stuff. Nothing's going to fix it. You know, it's just, you know, I need better equipment. I need a better mic. I need better stuff. I probably at some point should get an actual board, find a way to go ahead and loop that through all the computer and everything like that. And, you know, I should probably start looking into all that. I just don't have the funds. I don't have the ability to go ahead and do that, so it's just super frustrating. Even with the gift, and I had some great birthday gifts from a former colleague of mine, Dexter. He's out in Arizona now. He has his own podcast setting up and doing everything like that. He actually got me for my birthday. He got me the cool acoustic foam that we have in the studio right now, and he also got me for the computer new RAM chips. So that we would go ahead, you know, so that the computer wasn't completely falling behind. But it seems like the problem isn't so much now the RAM. It's the CPU can't process all the information that we're trying to do at any given time on this computer. So I don't know. I'm just kind of frustrated. You seem very quiet over there.
You're ranting.
I am ranting, and that's not good. You should interject. You should have a rant of your own.
I don't rant.
I was gonna say, why don't you rant at all? Like, just let you know. If I'm sure you've got a lot of frustration built inside. I know you probably want to, you know, yell and scream about something.
Nah.
No.
No, I'm way too laid back, I think. Like,
you're being very undude, dude.
Seriously.
Like, sir, you're the female dude. You're the female Lebowski.
Things happen. They happen. I let them go, and if I can fix them, I fix them. If I can't, it is what it is.
You did bring up to me the other day that you were very upset that you couldn't find chocolate milk.
Yes, I do have those silly little ones. Yeah, Rite Aid was out. The market was closed. There's another little corner store that didn't have milk at all. That I finally found the next day.
Now, this the reason I bring this up is because you say it's a little thing, and it's a little goofy thing, whatever it is, but you were adamant about the fact that you weren't able to get any chocolate milk, and that it couldn't be milk with, like, the Hershey syrup
no,
in it, and then you mix
no.
it up. No, it had to be the store in the bottle store. Chocolate milk, like in the half gallon, in the quart jug, whatever. It had to be already mixed, already there, chocolate milk.
It tastes better, first off. I like it better. But also, it's one of those times where you get that craving and a knockoff isn't going to work. Like, you want a Burger King burger, McDonald's isn't going to cut it.
So there's just certain periods in your life where you need to go ahead and have some... some chocolate milk. What? Why? I'm just... What? What?
So to say.
So, that's what I'm saying. I'm just... There's sometimes in your life, usually about a week, every 28 days or so, that you have these weird cravings that you just need to have. I understand that. I'm with it. I get it. I understand.
Don't mess with me, my chocolate milk.
Are you a musician? Are you a singer-songwriter? Are you someone that needs help audio editing? Look no further than Brainstew Media. Based out of northern New Jersey, Brainstew Media is your one-stop shop for all of your audio needs. Whether you're looking to record your first demo, your next album, or your next concert, Brainstew Media provides the best service and prices you will find. Check out our rates, studio, and portfolio by going to brainstewmedia.com today.
Connect to Social Downfall on social media, like on Facebook at facebook.com/socialdownfallradio, and follow us on Twitter at Social Downfall, minus the O in Downfall.
So it's like S-C-I-S-C-I-A-L?
Oh, in downfall. So social, S-O-C-I-A-L-D-W-N. Yeah, that'll work. That sucks, though. That's hard. It's hard to work with.
Social Downfall Radio, King and Gemma hanging out with you.
Digging the song.
Wilson, Right to Rise. I know it came out, I want to say like a year ago, a little over a year ago. Good song, like Wilson. Good stuff. Wilson, Right to Rise. If you want to go pick that up on iTunes or Spotify or whatever the hell you use, I have no idea. But, I don't know. I feel better after the last segment. Got a lot off my chest. Feels good.
I got to drink more chocolate milk.
I noticed as soon as the mics went off, you were chugging on that chocolate milk. Is that any particular brand, by the way?
True Moo.
True Moo. Now, here's the thing. I actually do know True Moo. Like, it's not one of those ones where it's like, True Moo is, you know. I wonder if it's just an around here thing, like up in Northeast PA. I have no idea.
No, I actually used to get it in New York.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay. Maybe it's a Northeast thing then. I don't know. Because, like, there's that soda around here that everybody loses their mind over that I've never had and I don't get. It's called Cherokee Red.
It's okay.
It's like a cherry soda, I imagine.
Yeah.
You know, it's also slightly racist, but, you know, hey, Northeast Pennsylvania.
It's nothing to go extreme over.
But that's the thing. The people around here lose their effing minds over. Like, when they find it, oh my God, I can't believe I found Cherokee Red. I never thought I'd find Cherokee Red again. Oh my God, it tastes so delicious and good. It's almost as good as Mountain Dew.
I will say this. Their level of excitement is like my level of excitement for Stewart's Root Beer.
I love Stewart's. And some people may say A&W, and that's okay. You know, the founding fathers of this country fought for everybody's right to be wrong. And of course, you know, as good as A&W is, it ain't Stewart's. I'm sorry, Stewart's Root Beer is by far. And their orange cream soda is actually very good as well.
Oh, yes. Let's just say A&W is the best you can get if you can't get Stewart's.
If you can't get Stewart's, yeah, A&W is a solid number two.
Yeah.
It is. It's really good. I do like Stewart's. I had something else I was going to talk about. I can't remember. I don't know. That was it. The only thing I get excited over is, honestly, Taylor Ham. Like, if I can find a place around here in Northeast PA that has, like, a Taylor Ham egg and cheese sandwich, I'm done. I'm set. I'm ready to go. But it's so hard to find up here. Like, it's really crazy. Like, you can't even find Taylor Ham. Like, even Taylor, like, the Taylor Ham you can find isn't the true Taylor Ham, the Taylor brand ham. It's Hatfield or something, or some other company's, like, you know, version of pork roll. And I'm from North Jersey, the true Jersey, the real Jersey, and there is only one Taylor Ham. It's not a goddamn pork roll. It's not. It's Taylor Ham. And I will physically fist fight anybody over this. I almost got into a fight with my old coworker, Slashley, over it because she's from South Jersey. I'm from Central Jersey. No, you're not. There's no such thing as Central Jersey. There's North Jersey, and then there's South Jersey. Even everything to the west of Jersey. West Jersey is South Jersey. South Jersey's terrible. There's only one true. It's like Hudson County, Essex County, and Bergen County. That's North Jersey. Outside of that, you're in Southern Jersey, and nobody cares what you think. It's a pork roll. It's Taylor Ham, damn it. That's a fact. And like I said, I will fist fight anybody over that.
See, when...
Bring it on, bro. Bring it.
When you originally told me about Taylor Ham, I thought it was just slang for pork roll.
No, it's... I
didn't know it was a brand.
It is a legitimate... Honestly, it's a legitimate way to start a fight. It really is. I will physically fight people over that. Almost as much as Devil's Rangers. I will physically fight somebody. Oh, man, that's a pork roll. No. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's Taylor Ham. Get your facts right. Get your language straight. Let's go. Join the rest of society here. We're a civilization.
I have no words for you, King.
Don't eat pork roll. Eat Taylor Ham, damn it. Anyway, now that we're done with that little rant, me and you, big nerds. I think we kind of understand that.
Really?
And I have to say, Aiden's Afield this season has been much better than it has been in the last couple of years.
It's on par with season one, I think.
Season one was a little, again, the thing about the last three seasons were they really took a long time to get going. Like, for the first half of the season, it's like, meh. Like, it really wasn't until the winter break, and then it came back for the second half of the season in March or whatever the hell it was, that it was like, oh, all right, now we're getting good, and, you know, the Terrigen Mist, and, you know, Inhumans popping up, and bah, 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 you know, stuff like that. It, you know, it took a while to get interesting. This season, it's been, honestly, right off the bat, fantastic. And I didn't expect myself to like this version of the Ghost Rider. But they have done very well with this version of the Ghost Rider. It's added a lot to the show. And I think something that me and you have agreed on as well is moving the show to 10 o'clock has helped it immensely.
It definitely has. You can see more violence, really. Which I think is necessary for Ghost Rider.
It allows it to be, gives it a bit more of an edge, which, you know, for the comic books and things like that, and especially if you're going to have Ghost Rider in the show, I think you definitely need that. I mean, it's just part of the character. I don't think you can have it any other way. So, I mean, it's really good. Now, we're going to do a little recap here. Spoilers, obviously, possible. So if you don't want to hear, if you haven't seen it yet, you haven't gone on Hulu and watched it yet, obviously, you know, either don't listen or listen and be spoiled. I really don't care. Or, you know, just you should have watched it by now. That's all I'm saying.
Seriously.
You know, it's been a couple days, right? It comes out on Mondays, right? Or Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays at 10. So
we actually watched it right after SmackDown. Normally,
normally we jump over to talking smack and do stuff like that. No, we decided that's what it's done. We've decided, you know, hey, listen, you know, instead of like watching this days later or doing something like that, why don't we just, yeah, screw that. We'll watch it now because it's gotten that good. It really has. So go ahead. I give the floor to you to go ahead and cover this week's episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Thanks so much.
What? You're part of the show. This was your idea. You said, "Hey, I want to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D." So let's go ahead. Talk about it.
It definitely is worth talking about. We actually start off the episode where we see Simmons looking for an apartment, and all of a sudden you turn and you see Sky Daisy. I can't get used to that name change. But she's hunched over against the wall and there's blood on the wall. She basically forces, sort of, Simmons.
Why is there blood on the wall? She got shot,
yes,
correct?
She got shot.
Right.
In the shoulder, clean through. She asks Simmons for her help to sew it up and then forces her to help her infiltrate S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, again, I think it's a wink and a nod, forces, you know.
It was either, well, okay.
She was like, you know, because she's like, I can't be a willing participant. You know, Simmons was.
Yes.
Saying, I can't be a willing participant in, you know, spying on my own agency. To which then Daisy said, well, what if you weren't a willing participant, and points a gun at her. But they both kind of had that look on their face, kind of like, yeah, see, I'm, you know, it was more tongue-in-cheek than I think anything else.
Now, here's the thing. Like, yes, we see Simmons and Daisy as friends, but I don't have that feeling that they're friends. I would have rather see Coulson there. Some, or even May. Simmons is just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but at this point, I don't think anybody's really friends with Daisy. Like, they all know who Daisy was, but they all also, I mean, with everything that she's done since the end of season three, they all know who she is. So
it's more, I can see May or Coulson putting their jobs on the line for Daisy, even though they haven't had any interaction
well,
with her.
Well, I mean, Simmons technically put her job on the line,
but
helping her out.
That's the one part of the whole show that wasn't believable to me. I don't see Simmons putting her job on the line for Daisy.
Why? I think they were all close friends. I disagree with you on that one. I could see that. Then again, that goes back to the whole wink and nod. Oh, what if you weren't a willing participant? Ha ha ha. See, I'm forcing you. You're my hostage. Ha! You know. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I don't know. I just...
That's the at least that's the way I saw it. That's the way I interpreted
it. And I see it that way. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying it's not as believable as it could be.
Now, here's the thing. Now, later on in the episode, Daisy and Coulson actually do meet up again.
Yes.
And what I got from there was more of not a friendship or not a mentorship or anything like that. I got that disappointed father vibe. Like, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed kind of feeling from Coulson. So, I mean, like you're saying, man, I wish Coulson was there or May was there. I think they would have put their jobs on the line. I'm not exactly 100% sure with that.
I'm not saying I wish. I'm saying it would have been a little more believable to me.
I don't think so. I honestly, after seeing the way that Coulson was after meeting her again, it had that kind of, you know, oh, okay, yeah, good to see
you. I'm not saying it as Coulson towards the end of the episode. I'm saying it as the Coulson I remember with Daisy before.
Yeah, but again, those two people, they're two different people now.
Yes. But the way I'm saying it is...
So you're saying it completely wrong, is
no,
what you're saying.
No. That's what I would have expected going into the episode.
No, I would not have. Absolutely not. The whole season has been based on the fact that, yeah, they're looking for Daisy, but they're still kind of pissed off. Everybody's pissed off at Daisy for doing whatever the hell she's doing. Because, again, they don't have the full story for it. But still, it's like, you know, why didn't she just come in? We could help her. We could talk to her, other kind of stuff. Like, everybody's got that, you know. Yeah, you know, it's we want to help her, but, you know, bitch is pissing us off here. You know, and so I don't see that. Like, going into the episode, like, again, I would not see that kind of... I mean, I think Coulson would do it simply get to the bottom of everything. But I don't think he'd be doing it specifically to help Daisy. He'd be doing it to get to the bottom, you know, to complete the mission, do what he's trying to figure out.
I guess, but I don't know. It's not the way I saw it originally.
Okay,
in
so
my
what,
head.
What else we got? What else we got? What happened? What else happened in the episode once you get past that point?
Once we get past that, we do see Robbie Reyes again, who...
Ghost Rider.
Yes, Ghost Rider. He's trying to find answers to what really happened to his uncle.
Now, what was the deal with his uncle? His uncle is in jail for manslaughter, correct?
Putting a guy in a coma.
I thought it was manslaughter.
No.
I thought he was already dead.
No, he was not.
Okay, but he's still in jail. He's still in jail for a bit for beating this guy. And this all ties into the Darkhold storyline that they're doing. Again, the Darkhold Book of Immeasurable Power and evil and knowledge, and it does infinite knowledge and everything like that. And in many storylines in the Marvel comic universe, it holds a central point. It's something that a lot of people are always looking for. Some evil people. I think Doctor Doom might have been looking for it too. Like, I don't know. It goes through a lot of the Marvel characters. Does the Darkhold?
And I think you brought up this point where they're looking for it. Everybody's always looking for it. Well, apparently this group found it.
Okay, and now this is also the group that whatever kind of weird experiment they were doing on it kind of created themselves as ghosts,
really?
Almost like apparitions.
Very similar, yes.
Right.
That they were in those holding cells.
They're not in corporeal form. Like, they can go through walls and kind of float around a bit. Like, they for all intents and purposes, they would look like ghosts. You know, I'm sure there's a scientific explanation that at some point Marvel will put out there, but for all intents and purposes, they're ghosts. And that was the whole point of their original project, was to find a Darkhold and do all this kind of stuff. And whatever happened with the, you know, an experiment gone wry in the Marvel Universe. My God, who would have thought? But now that they're all ghosts, this one ghost lady is still looking for the Darkhold to get the information, I guess, to get back into corporeal form and have all the power of the universe or whatever, you know, whatever evil spirits are always looking for.
And one thing to note about them is if they go through you, basically, you kind of go insane.
As we saw with May, yeah, when they go through you and it screws up your medulla oblongata or whatever the hell it is in your brain, yeah, and you start just freaking out and you see everybody as these dark-eyed Joker wannabes, and it just, yeah, it gets a little weird.
And what they did last episode is they actually basically killed her for
seven. Well, they basically killed her. They killed her ass. They killed her to shut down her brain. And then once her brain activity went loud, they basically rebooted her. And
in this episode, we saw basically them doing tests to make sure. But they also brought in the life model decoy.
Well, the life model decoys have been started from the beginning of the show, so.
But it's her first human interaction outside of
And them. That's fine. So, long story short, they actually get Ghost Rider and Daisy to help them try and find out what was going on. They found another Inhuman who turned on them, got to the watchdogs to go and turn on them and do everything like that. They were to take care of the watchdogs. Now you have Robbie Reyes, who's the Ghost Rider, and Daisy back on the S.H.I.E.L.D. team as they go ahead and they look for the Darkhold, which may have been found. So that's what we're looking at right there on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Looking really good. Like I said, so far this season, the move to 10, I think, has been absolutely fantastic. And I don't know. I'm excited to kind of see where this goes from here. Just hopefully they don't have any more of those stupid two-week breaks, but
The
presidential debate is, and the last one is tonight as we're recording this, so I don't think we have to worry about them skipping that for that. I think a Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown's on tonight too. Who doesn't like to be naked? Sure, we all do, but the police usually frown upon public nudity. Well, now you can stay out of jail and look good doing so with a t-shirt from Skunk Duck Design. From sports to politics to the wide world of nerdcraft, there's a shirt for you at Skunk Duck. They even have shirts for you 420 followers. Skunk Duck shirts come in both a regular and women's cut, and with sizes from extra small to 5XL, there's a shirt for everyone. Oh, did I mention they have hoodies too? Because they totally have hoodies. Go to teespring.com/stores/skunkduckdesign to get the shirt that's right for you. That's teespring.com/stores/skunkduckdesign. New shirts are being added all the time, so follow Skunk Duck on social media at facebook.com/skunkduckdesign for all the latest updates. Skunk Duck Design, the best ducking designs on the web.
These two were voted most likely to succeed in high school, which proves high school students have always been pretty f***ing stupid. Now, back to Social Downfall Radio. Stuck in your head.
Social Downfall Radio, King and Gemma. Hanging out with you once again, so long as, you know, our computer doesn't eat this show or screw up anything, or, you know, Gemma doesn't spill chocolate milk all over the place. I'm not sure. So we had a little nerd segment before talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and where that show is going and how we both kind of like the direction it's going in. I think we're gonna continue the bit of nerdiness right now because it's actually been a pretty big damn week for trailers. It's been a very big week for trailer releases. As apparently I can't talk unless I sound like a 5-year-old. Be that as it may, not really a ton. I would say really 3. Big trailers have come out in the last week or so for real good nerdy movies. Of course, we have actually what was released on Wednesday was our first look at Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yes.
And also we got to take a look at Assassin's Creed.
Yes, yes.
Which...
Yes.
I know many in the gaming community and in the film community, I mean, I think everybody has got their fingers crossed that this will be the movie that will be an actual good video game adaptation into a movie.
It actually has that feeling after watching the trailer.
I'm skeptical still. I really am. I will wait to see. I certainly hope it does well, so maybe we can get a fast track to some Portal movies. I know J.J. Abrams is working on that. He says he's got an announcement soon coming on that, so I don't know.
Dude, that'd be wicked.
But, because honestly, like, I like Assassin's Creed, I like everything like that, but a Portal movie would, I would lose my S over.
I need a Borderlands movie. I need it.
Here's the thing, Borderlands, it's kind of a cult classic kind of following for that game. Like, it's, I don't think, Borderlands isn't like amazingly super popular, but for who it's popular with, they're rabid about it.
Yep.
So it's kind of like one of those, you know, it's either you get it or you don't.
I've been going through withdrawals.
And I do love me some Borderlands. I would wreck Mad Moxie in a heartbeat. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And that little, the little orange-haired girl that, like, teleports, whatever the hell she does, I don't know.
The Siren.
Is that what, oh man, she's a looker. Yeah, I know I'm looking at video game characters and being like, oh, sexy, but shut up. I do what I want. Also, last Friday, I believe it was, Friday morning, there was a little release as well of a trailer. It was actually the third trailer for this particular film. But it was good. What was it? Do you know what it was?
I do.
What was it?
It was Rogue One.
What is Rouge? What is that? I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It is the first non... Well, it's the first Star Wars movie in a new series that they're doing.
It's the first standalone Star Wars project that is not part of the linear timeline of the usual Star Wars movie. It's the first one that's outside of the Skywalker... Vader, you know, storyline, basically.
Thank you. I was trying to figure out how to word that.
Okay. Because I had no idea what the hell you were trying to say. So,
I blame the chocolate milk.
You blame everything other than, you know, the things that you have now. We're going to take a look at this in a minute. Well, take a listen to it anyway, you know, podcasting. You know, we're going to post the link to the trailer, obviously. If you haven't seen it yet, what's wrong with you?
Seriously. Absolutely
right. I have no idea what's wrong with you. But so what we're going to do here is we're going to go ahead and take a look at this as soon as I get the ads off of YouTube, because, you know, YouTube has to have their ads up. My God. So let's take a listen here. This is, again, this is the third trailer. Trailer number three for Star Wars Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Jim, whatever I do it to protect you. So you understand?
I understand.
Mads Mikkelsen. Awesome.
I love the music.
And I think this is our first taste of the unique soundtrack that they have for this particular movie, and it's amazing.
Our rebellion is all that remains.
They're bringing Erso out of jail.
You think you might be able to help us?
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this?
It appears he is critical to the development of a super weapon.
If I can just pause this right here, whoever they got to, I have to look through the cast. I know I'm a terrible nerd for not knowing this offhand, but whoever they got to play Mon Mothma is dead on for whoever they got in the 80s. I mean, she looks dead on for Mon Mothma. I mean, fantastic casting, first of all, right there. Back to the trailer, sorry.
If my father built this thing, we need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
It's, Rogue. Rogue One.
Roll credits.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
And we're starting to get an idea of how much...
The Empire has this kind of power.
Vader is playing a part in this.
We have hope. Rebellions are built on hope.
this moment, the Force is strong.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
We'll take the next chance. And the next. You're all rebels, aren't you?
Like I'm supposed to be doing some commentary here, but I got caught up in the trailer and I realized I wasn't saying anything. amazing stuff, by the way. Blown away. First of all, just about everything. The settings, the visuals from the trailers just look absolutely incredibly amazing.
The trailer actually makes me feel. It's emotional without giving too much story.
No, but again, we do get to see, and I think this is our first real look to see how involved Vader actually will be in this movie. And that's I think it's more than just a cameo, like some people were saying. He's not just going to be showing up. It's like, look at, there's the helmet, there's Vader. No, Vader's going to have a part in this story, in this movie. And that's what I can't wait to see, is how that, you know, it's going to be helping that link into everything like that. But again, like the visuals, like the Death Star coming, rising over the horizon,
it's just beautiful.
And if the rest of the music, if the rest of the movie score is like the trailer movie score is, I'm floored. Plus, this is Gareth Edwards, the guy who directed Godzilla. This is his, he's directing this movie. So I already have a lot of confidence in him anyway, from what he did with Godzilla.
See, I didn't know that, and that boosts the 100% confidence I had to like 200.
And just think, so he went from Godzilla, now he went to doing the first ever Star Wars standalone film, which from the looks of it looks really, really good. And then he's going from that to doing the next Godzilla movie, which is going to basically be Monster Island, because you're going to have Ghidorah and Mothra and Rodan, and you know it's going to be just fantastic. And then not too long after that is you're going to have Godzilla versus King Kong, which I'm excited to see how they pull that off.
You mentioned Mothra. I'm stuck on Mothra.
I know you love your Mothra, your little butterfly. Mothra, Mothra, whatever those little twins used to sing. Now there also were, like I mentioned, there were two other trailers that came out, and also by the time you're listening to this, it may be out. Yeah, it may not be. They do like those announcement for the teaser trailers. This is the point we've gotten to with movies, but still, they did an announcement, like a 5-second announcement trailer for the teaser trailer for Logan, which is going to be the very last Wolverine movie that Hugh Jackman does. It's supposedly based on the Old Man Logan comic book story line, so interesting to see how they do that, especially since that's I think at some point like he eviscerates the Hulk from the inside or something. Like it's weird. So obviously they're gonna have to find a way around to, it's gonna be a bit of a different story from what that was with the Hulk baby. And yeah, if you haven't read Old Man Logan, it's weird, man. It is a weird comic storyline.
It sounds it.
It's pretty out there. But
I don't know if I want to read it.
So I'm kind of interested to see where that goes. But I think we'll play one more trailer, simply because I'm a nerd and I wanna play as many trailers as I can because I'm nerdy. And we talked about this just a little bit ago. And that would be the Assassin's Creed trailer, if I can find it. Because YouTube likes to really just mess with everything. So I'm trying to find my Assassin's Creed trailer. And let's see. I think I have it here. Okay. Let's give it a go. Again, it's YouTube, so we never know. Nope, here we go.
You're here to save my soul.
I understand it's your birthday.
Yeah. The party's just getting started.
So we got Michael Fassbender, who's in jail.
His name is Callum Lynch. We've traced his bloodline back 500 years to the Assassin's Creed. Roll credits.
Cal,
kind
is
of
anyone in the
shadowy
world
organization?
Or cares, you no longer exist.
They've been beating him. He's like getting all experiments done on him.
What is this place?
This is your second chance.
Famous gauntlets.
What do you want from me?
Your past. You're about to enter the Animus. What you see, hear, and feel are the memories of your ancestor, who's been dead for 500 years.
Wait a minute!
Welcome to the Spanish Inquisition.
This is power!
Oh, this looks badass.
I'm in love.
Well, you like Michael Fassbender anyway.
I saw him there.
I like Assassin's Creed more.
It was.
We're watching you, waiting to see who you are. Trust me,
I believe you are destined for great things.
Let's find out. This is my
And it's got a lot of the video game mechanics in it, too.
Just sort of the light. We are assassins.
That assassins fall and the gauntlet of the king.
I'm beginning to like this.
Oh, December 21st is when that comes out. I'm actually pretty excited for it. I hope it doesn't disappoint. I think the last video game movie I saw with any kind of hope was Prince of Persia: Sands of Time, which I'm not gonna lie, I didn't immediately hate it like a lot of people did. Like a lot of people hated that movie. I think it's got a pretty low Rotten Tomato score on it, but I thought it was okay. I enjoyed myself watching the movie. Granted, it had Gemma Arterton in it, so anything with her in it I'll usually like, but
I actually tend to stay away from video game movies because I know they disappoint, but this one looks amazing.
Listen, we've come a long way since Super Mario Brothers, so
yes, we have.
I'd love to see them actually remake that.
No.
I'd like not remake that particular, but remake, like, actually do a Super Mario Brothers movie that's, you know, good. Why, hello, listener. It's King from Social Downfall Radio. And if you're anything like me, you're fat and love ramen noodles. No, wait, what? No, if you're anything like me, you love the world of mixed martial arts. And no show brings better coverage of the Octagon than The Cage Crew on the Brains Through Radio Network. Matt and Jeff provide no-nonsense MMA talk and tell it like it is. Good, bad,
or ugly.
The Cage Crew, Fridays at 4 p.m., available at brainsthroughradio.com, iTunes, and now on SoundCloud.
More addictive than Game of War. And we didn't even need Kate Upton's boobs. Now, back to Social Downfall Radio.
Downfall Radio, and if you're a wrestling nerd, or just honestly, or if you were alive in the late 90s, this music should be rather familiar to you. This, of course, is Goldberg's theme.
Yes.
Goldberg! Goldberg! And, why are we playing Goldberg theme right now?
I'm not sure.
Why would we be playing Goldberg's theme? Well, in case you weren't paying attention to Monday Night Raw, or to, I mean, I guess anything in the last couple weeks. Goldberg, a couple months ago, he signed a deal to be in the new WWE 2K17 video game. He was a special pre-order character. You had to order it, you know, obviously pre-order, in order to get Goldberg as a playable character. And he did, you know, a media tour for it and everything like that. And then, of course, people started thinking, does that mean Goldberg's going to come back? You know, is he going to do one more match? Is he going to come back to the WWE? Is there, you know, what's old Vinnie Mac got up his sleeve? What are we, you know, what's going to happen? Well, 2 weeks ago, Paul Heyman went to the ring and basically called out Goldberg, to which then everybody started freaking out, especially one of our friends from New Age Insiders podcast, who just lost his goddamn mind. I wish I had that clip. I want to see if I can find it. Hold on 1 second. I'm actually going to see. I'm going to pause this. Okay, yeah, no, I found this. This is from New Age Insiders. This is from when Paul Heyman went on Monday Night Raw and basically challenged Goldberg. You have to listen. I don't know how to explain it, I guess, unless you were like a huge WCW mark back in the late 90s, if you're a huge Goldberg mark. But this gentleman here from the New Age Insiders, and go listen to their podcast, they're really good. But I have to play this for you because it's the funniest thing you'll ever hear.
Challenge to a fight.
Are you kidding me?
On one.
Oh my God, it's gonna happen! It's going to
Goldberg!
He didn't say when. Love that.
I've never heard a grown man make that noise.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody make that noise.
This goes around worldwide.
Yeah, no, my 5-year-old niece hasn't made a noise like that if she's got excited about a Disney film or something. She's never made a noise like that.
Nope.
And you can live in the fantasy of WWE 2K17 wearing.
I think we have one more good one.
Sir,
I'm gonna get one more.
On Brock Lesnar's WWE career, or Goldberg, you can step into this ring.
Are you
NBC?
Serious?
Oh my God, that is still one of the greatest things ever. Again, like I said, New Age Insiders, check them out over on Twitter. I think it's at New Age Insiders, I honestly think. And they're good. They're good guys. Good friends of the show. Good friends of Social Downfall Radio. Even though they're a hell of a lot more successful than we'll ever be. But still, there you go. That's the excitement that Goldberg is bringing to the wrestling world. There are some people who are kind of poo-pooing it, but I'm excited for it. I like it. I kind of marked out a bit when he came out on Monday. I'm excited to see how it goes. I think a lot of people, I think, are expecting it to be the same as it was with WrestleMania 20. But both Goldberg and Brock were leaving the company. That was their last match. Neither one of them gave an F. And I think that came through. I think this will be a little different, which could be the reason why they're doing this.
The best part about Monday was seeing the wrestlers mark out while Goldberg was walking out.
Yeah, Big E's face as Goldberg's walking by was priceless. He's just like, oh my God! He was kind of doing that live right next to Goldberg. Yeah.
It's happening! It's happening!
Oh God, it is the greatest thing ever. It really is. That'll never get old. I gotta make that into a drop. I do. Oh, but so we have the whole Goldberg thing. He's coming back. Monday Night Raw was kind of stale to me.
I didn't
get really behind it. There's a couple things, although apparently there was an announcement by Mick Foley, although now there's some it's kind of weird. Mick Foley came out and basically said on Twitter that the main event for Hell in a Cell, for the first time ever, is going to be Sasha Banks and Charlotte. You're going to have two women headlining Hell in a Cell. So not only is this going to be the first women's Hell in a Cell match ever, but it's going to be the first time two women have headlined a major wrestling federation's, a major wrestling promotion's pay-per-view. So kind of big, kind of lofty things there. Although apparently that wasn't the case, and Mick just put that out there to kind of maybe strong arm some of the bookers to actually putting that as the main event, since he now has already put that out there. So again, there's a lot of rumors floating around right now about it. I don't have 100% information. Again, with wrestling, you never know what actually is the information or not. But
and they could change it at the drop of a dime.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, well, look what happened. What they did with No Mercy, with making the main event the first match. Our main event is the first match. No, then it's not the main event. That's not what main events do. you're completely, you know, misdefining what the main event is. So stop doing that. So I don't know. I guess this is just something we'll have to see as it goes along.
Better happen.
Because that's it. There was nothing official, I think, on WWE TV or anything that said that that was the case, that was going to be the main event. The only thing we have to go by is what Mick Foley said on Twitter. And now it's starting to look like, well, maybe that's not the case. But now it could be a case where he's trying to strong arm him into putting it as the main event. So I don't know. Honestly, with Hell in a Cell, with the fact that they're kind of oversaturating it, we have three Hell in a Cell matches in one night. That's a little too much. If you want to make the main event special, make it the first women's match. I think that would be, honestly, that's not a bad way to go about it, to try and make it feel special.
It's the only way to go about it.
SmackDown was entertaining. As it usually is. I will say this, Carmella has gotten a lot better on the mic, as has Nikki Bella. Nikki Bella actually is, she's improved in, I think, a lot, all of her games. She's done very well. They had a promo together where it was kind of Carmella yelling at Nikki that, you know, the only reason she basically gets ahead is because of John Cena. And, you know, that kind of mimicking what a lot of fans have said about Nikki Bella. So, you know, the best promos, the best things are always those kind of worked shoots, you know, where it's, you know, yeah, it's a good work, it's a good promo, but there's always that hint of truth in it. And I think this is Carmella's best work heel-wise since she got called up to the main roster. Very good. And like I said, Nikki went back at her very well. So that was good. You had James Ellsworth going for the WWE World Championship.
No chin music.
Dude, he hit that super kick with no chin music. That was actually pretty good. Of course, he lost. Well, I mean, he won by disqualification, so obviously he doesn't get the belt, but I don't think there was anything, you know, obviously you couldn't put the belt on him. If you put the belt on him, I would have punched somebody. Still, it was. I thought overall it was an entertaining show. I mean, that's it. Ellsworth was kind of a proxy for Dean, you know, because it's basically a feud between AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose, using James Ellsworth as the proxy there. So we all see that. But it was still entertaining. I like James Ellsworth. You know, they even gave him a damn T-shirt. So he has all that. So I was excited for that. And so, I mean, SmackDown was good.
I liked it.
I gave SmackDown, I think, again, far superior to Raw. And in other news, Billy Corgan is suing TNA, and I think everybody is suing TNA. Tennessee is suing TNA. Ontario, Canada is suing TNA. Everybody's suing TNA because TNA has no money, and they owe everybody money.
Let's sue TNA.
Maybe we'll get better computers. Anyway, that's it for this week. My name is King.
And it's Gemma.
And we will see you later. See ya!
Social Downfall Radio is a production of Skunk Duck Studios and is distributed by Brainstew Media.